Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayeschanan, we hear words that you and I say during Hagba, when the Torah is lifted in Shul at the end of the Torah reading. In Perek Dalid, Pasuk Mem Dalid, the Torah says, "Vizos haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael," etc. This is the Torah that Moshe placed before Bnei Israel. What exactly does it mean? What does it mean that Moshe placed the Torah in front of Bnei Israel? Asher sam Moshe. Perhaps one can suggest, on a pshat level, that it means exactly what it says. The Torah is hard to learn, it's challenging, it's very complex, tons of details. But Moshe Rabbeinu placed the Torah before us. He taught Torah to us clearly and to every generation. He showed us that it's not too hard. It is accessible. Lo bashamayim hi. That is perhaps the pshat of that pasuk. But the Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis learns something else from this pasuk. It's a drash. The Gemara says the following in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mai dichsiv zos haTorah asher sam Moshe. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zacha na'aseis lo sam chaim, lo zacha na'aseis lo sam misa. The Gemara has a play on words. The Torah says, Vezos haTorah asher sam Moshe. The word sam, he placed the Torah. It's spelled with the letter sin. But the Gemara reads it as sam, with a samach, meaning medicine or an antidote. Vezos haTorah asher sam Moshe. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains the Gemara as follows. If you learn Torah lishma, completely purely, and with no ulterior motives, and if you keep the Torah properly, lishma, then the Torah's medicine will be for life, for health, vitality. But if chas v'shalom, the opposite, if we learn Torah not lishma, if we learn it for ulterior motives, then that same medicine will be, God forbid, not a pill for health, but God forbid, for death. It's a beautiful idea. However, we must ask the following question. We know that the Gemara says, the concept that the Gemara says in many places, such as Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balishma, that a person should learn Torah and do mitzvos, even not for the best reasons, Shelo Lishma. Because the beauty of the Torah, the power of the Torah, will eventually set in, and we will eventually learn Lishma. So if that's true, then how can the Gemara tell us, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, that if we learn Torah not Lishma, the Torah will become a Sam Maves, God forbid, a pill for death, whatever happened to me, Toch Shelo Lishma Balishma. This question is asked by the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893. He asks this question in his Perush to the Gemara called Mirome Sadeh, and he says the following most beautiful and fundamental idea. The Netziv says that our Pasuk, V'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe, is referring to thinking in Torah, but specifically to presenting new chidushim in the Torah, new ideas, injecting our own ideas into the Torah. That, of course, can be and is beautiful, and it's critical in our Torah learning. However, when we do that, when that kind of learning must be done lishma. As the Netziv says, l'chadesh chidushei Torah shelo lishma, Vadai na'ases lo sam hamaves. When someone reviews the Torah or learns other people's ideas, sure it can be done shelo lishma. It's not ideal, but we're working. Mitoch shelo lishma balishma. However, that is not true when we come up with our own ideas, our own chidushim in Torah, in halacha, in drash. Because if that is what happens, if we inject our own ideas into the Torah in a non-lishma kind of way, then in the words of the Netziv, Hare mechadesh batorah kirtzono, velo lifi ha'emes. Yes, if you're going to inject your own ideas into Torah, that's not true. That's your own ideas. If it's lishma, then there is something very powerful, even divine, in the chidushei Torah that you create, that you develop, that you think about, that you present. But if it's shelo lishma, if you're doing it for ulterior motives, chas v'shalom, that's for you, and that's not for emes. It's very nice to bring our own ideas, our own wisdom into the shivim panim latorah. Absolutely. It's one of the critical ways that we learn. But before we do that, says the Netziv, we must be doubly and triply and quadruply careful that we are doing it for the right reasons and in the right way, because if not, chas v'shalom, we will be teaching something else. It's not going to be called Torah anymore. It's going to be our own words. It's our own Torah, so to speak. And that is not the infinite Sam HaChaim, but God forbid, that is the opposite. Have an amazing day, everyone!